we're going to be talking about from last weekend's 20-year anniversary Paddlepalooza, one of the biggest and oldest kayak fishing tournaments in the nation, and Brendan Bayard was there in the thick of it. Brendan, how did you do last week?
Hey, Don, I did pretty good. I struggled catching redfish because we had some really high water, and when the water goes up about a foot and a half over its normal banks, those redfish cruise way up into the grass. And although the kayak is the best way to catch them like that, sometimes they go so far up and they're so dispersed from the normal areas, it's really a challenge to catch. A lot of people caught them. I just wasn't one of the lucky ones to find a nice tournament red. So I did well with flounder and trout. Took home first place on the flounder, so that was good. There was a lot of flounder caught. I think the population's rebounding since the early days of the club where we had the BP oil spill, and we had years where nobody caught flounder. I'm seeing a little bit of growth from the flounder again, so that's great. But, you know, sometimes Mother Nature gives you 20 to 30 mile an hour winds and high water, and you just make the best of it.
Yep. Well, you know, that's the thing about a slam is, you know, you got to get all of them to make it work. And you and I were predicting it was going to take between 10 and 12 pounds to win it. And, hey, sounds like that was just about on target. Who was the big winner?
Yes, we had Luke Greer of Metairie. He rented a kayak. 18 years old, just graduated high school, went down with a rented kayak, just totally dominated the field. I think the next closest slam was probably 9 pounds, so he beat him by 2 pounds. He brought to the scales a 5-pound trout, really impressive trout. You know, I love to see somebody win with a trout because it's typically a battle between the reds, but when you catch a nice 5-pound trout, that really says something. I think he was fishing the bayous in and around between Grand Isle and Fouchon, and is fishing with plastics on the bottom.
Yeah, what a feat! A rented kayak, and he beat all of those semi pros, and that trout was a gorgeous fish to pull out under those conditions. Well, there's always another tournament coming up, but for this weekend, Brendan, what would you suggest for somebody looking to get out and just have a relaxing day and put maybe a few fish in the kayak?
Yeah, the fish are starting to congregate around the coastline behind Grand Isle. We were seeing a lot of trout being caught over that way. So if you want to go and check out the newly refurbished kayak launch back there on Ludwig Street, back near the high school of Grand Isle in the Wildlife and Fisheries, that area was producing a lot of trout all along the rocks and the riprap right there. I think if you have a day where the beach is calm, that could be productive as well. But anywhere in and around Grand Isle, those bayous that are off of the road right there between Grand Isle and Fouchon, all that area has been really productive right now. And to the point, like anywhere right now, while the temperatures are mild, we were having people catch fish, you know, from Golden Meadow all the way down. So I think, you know, there's opportunities anywhere, so you don't have to really drive all the way. As the summer gets hotter, you're going to see those fish kind of get out of those shallow ponds and head to deeper canals and more towards the coastline. But for right now, they're pretty well dispersed, and you can catch them mostly anywhere, but you'll see that pattern shift more and more towards the coast.
You know, Brendan, I'm a firm believer that there are fewer spots, in quotation, that always produce fish, as there are conditions, and knowing how to read the conditions, and that dictates where you go. I'm not going to ask you to give away maybe your flounder spot, because there are some spots that historically produce certain species of fish, but what was the scenario of where you found that winning flounder?
I found moving water behind Grand Isle, and it was a choke point between two kind of bigger spots with the island. And so as that cove transitioned to another cove, there was kind of an island and a choke point, and then there was some gravel and other kind of junk in the way. I always seem to find flounder, I guess, either by a a structure change where you're going from sand to gravel, or you're going from, you know, grass to rock, or you're going from a big body of water to a choke point, and they're waiting in ambush. But this place had both of those things. It had a structure change from sand to rocks, and it had a choke point. So it was a perfect area, in my opinion, and I just worked it. I let it rest for a while and came back and cycled through and worked it again. And, you know, eventually that flounder set up in that area and I caught him. And then I caught another really nice one when I was back in the grass fishing for reds. I was really excited for a while. I thought I had a nice red, and it was a really nice flounder.
Well, it paid off for you. And when I fish flounders, I think of ambush. You know, any type of situation where a fish could set up an ambush, because that's exactly what a flounder is, whether it be a rock jetty along a beach or a spot between two points with some tide moving around a corner, stuff like that usually pays off. Good stuff, Brendan, and congratulations on your win. Have a great weekend, and we'll catch up with you next time.
All right. Thanks, Don. Take care.
All right. There he goes, Brendan Bayard, one of our field reporters. Next week, you'll hear from Captain Eric.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at newbalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly. Auto Parts.